My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. March 26th, from the Contemporary Version. Spiritual vision through personal purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Purity is not innocence. It is much more than that. Purity is the result of continued spiritual harmony with God. We have to grow in purity. Our life with God may be right in our inner purity unblemished, yet occasionally our outer life may become spotted and stained. God intentionally does not protect us from this possibility, because this is the way we recognize the necessity of maintaining our spiritual vision through personal purity. In the outer level of our spiritual life with God is impaired to the slightest degree. We must put everything else aside until we make it right. Remember that spiritual vision depends upon our character. It is the pure in heart who see God. God makes us pure by an act of His sovereign grace. But we still have something that we must carefully watch. It is through our bodily life coming in contact with other people and other points of view that we tend to become tarnished. Not only must our inner sanctuary be kept right with God, but also the outer courts must be brought into perfect harmony with the purity God gives us through His grace. Our spiritual vision and understanding is immediately blurred when our outer court is stained. If we want to maintain personal intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ, it will mean refusing to do or even think certain things. And some things that are acceptable for others will become unacceptable for us. A practical help in keeping your personal purity unblemished in your relations with other people is to begin to see them as God does. Say to yourself, that man or that woman is perfect in Christ Jesus. That friend or relative is perfect in Christ Jesus. Here ends Oswald's reading. In Matthew 5:8, the pure in heart, we see that those who are pure in heart are those who have been delivered from sin's power by God's grace, and they now strive without deceit to praise and glorify God and to be like Him. They seek to have the same attitude of heart that God has, a love of righteousness and a hatred of evil. Their hearts, which includes their minds, wills, and emotions, are in tune with the heart of God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. To see God means that to be His child and to dwell in His presence, both now and in the future kingdom.